We have many names for non-physicals. Angels, energy beings, light workers, ghosts, spirits. Are there classes of beings that you could categorize for us? Are these simply phrases that a non-physical might wish to explore? And does this relate to waves of expansion or creation?
Yes, and we like to say nothing's off limits. If it can be thought about, if it can be desired, it can be experienced, it can be imagined, especially in the time that you are living with your fabulous technology. The movies become so real that it exists in people's consciousness. It does not matter if it happened on the planet. There are many things that we'll all agree, a word, a name, a certain a planet, an idea, what an alien looks like. People are influenced by the stories that they share, or the ideas that they contribute to. And so it doesn't matter where it exists. If it's in your consciousness, it exists. And that is very hard for you to be in peace with, because you want to know what is reality and what is imagination. And we say to you, do not be so entranced with reality. It is forever fluid and changing. And so find a way to accept all of it. And if, whatever you want to resonate with, before you explore that, ask, what is the purpose of exploring it? It would be impossible for us to give you a language that you could accept an understanding of all that exists. And so we desire to give it to you in a way that you could imagine. Imagine that everything you have ever dreamed of, everything you've ever heard someone dream of, every picture you've ever seen created, exists because you have seen it. It exists in some form. The way you use memory, you perceive that memory is of something that happened at one time, but where is it today? And yet it exists in your mind. It exists as a reference point for you. And in that existence of acknowledgement through consciousness, it exists. And so that is very complicated for the human mind, because you want to separate reality from illusion. And we say, accept it all, and then be better choosers of that which benefits you in your experience where you are today. So if learning about angels uplifts you, inspires you, encourages you, learn about angels. If you are in the exploration of fear, of ghosts, of powerful guys, of demons, then you can explore that. If you desire to believe in past lives, and you think by exploring them, by working with those energies in ways that have been taught, if that is a benefit of you, for you, then it is a benefit for you. You are truly creating your experience of you through whatever vibration you are in. And so we ask you not to focus on the answers to the questions, but to bring your focus to why are you questioning, and how can you benefit from the question, and what is the answer you most prefer? If you agree to delight yourself, to have a wonderful experience being you, you would like very much what comes into your reality.